welcome to the May 16th, 2010, 11 o'clock worship service of College Park Baptist Church. Today is Music Sunday, a service of worship and celebration. If you are in Winston-Salem, please join us for worship and fellowship at 1701 Polo Road. You can find out more about our church at www.collegeparkbaptist.org. And now for our worship service.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to College Park. It's great to see how much energy we have in here. Enthusiasm. It's great to have you here and whatever brought you here this morning. Whether you've been here many, many times, whether you came today to see your grandchild sing, whether you're a visitor and you live close by and you just decided you want to join us for worship, whatever the reason, thank you for joining us today. I want to take just a brief minute. We've got a great service, and I don't want to stand in the way of that. Just take a brief minute to share some highlights and announcements about what's going on in the life of our church. First of all, there should be a pew pad, a fellowship pad located at the end of the pew. We want to have a record of your attendance. If you will, just take a moment to fill in the pew pad and pass it down to the other end of the pew. That would be great. A couple words about the schedule for this week and the next couple of weeks. You'll see printed on the back of your order of worship a full schedule for this week, and want to draw your attention to a couple of highlights. First of all, those involved with the New York City Youth Mission Trip, that lunch meeting for today has been canceled, and that's going to happen later, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but you will not be meeting with Jeff today, so no lunch meeting today at Beef O'Brady's. There is a family ministry council at 4 o'clock, regular youth schedule tonight. Thursday at 11:30 in Smith Hall, we have our monthly College Parkers luncheon. College Parkers is our College Park seniors fellowship group, and we meet once a month on Thursday for lunch and a program and a good time of fellowship. If you've never been to College Parkers before, we would love to have you. Our bylaws say that we have members that are 55 and older, but we don't check IDs at the door, so you're welcome to join us. We'd love to have you. I can promise you some good food and some good fellowship and a good program. So that's Thursday at 11:30 in Smith Hall. Also, a note, next Saturday here at the church is going to be the Eagle Scout ceremony for Russ Rose and Marcus Kratz, brain cramp. Russ Rose and Marcus Kratz, who have earned their Eagle Scout awards, and the ceremony will be in Smith Hall next Saturday at 4 o'clock, and everyone is welcome. We're really excited for Marcus and Russ, and that's going to be a great, great time to celebrate. Also, you'll see a pink-colored insert in your bulletin today. This is about our church is hosting a community lifeline screening on Friday, May the 28th, and the information about that screening is here. I gave some incorrect information on Wednesday night about it. This has the correct information, including the cost and the number that you call for registration, so you can read more about that. You may have seen this morning as you came in, if you came in from the rear parking lot by Smith Hall, the display is up for Mountain Outreach and the family that we're going to be serving. Mountain Outreach is our nickname for our church-wide mission trip to Kentucky every summer. Usually falls around the 4th of July where we go. As many as 150 have gone, and usually it's always over 100. We take a huge group from our church. We go up and we build a house in a week for a family of need there in the Cumberland Mountain region of Kentucky. And that's something that we're doing this year again for the roughly 20th year, and something that our church is very involved in. We're already collecting funds for the Mountain Outreach Mission Fund, and those donations are certainly welcome and appreciated. But we want you to know about the display, which has more information about the family, about the specific needs, what you can give toward this project, not only in terms of funds, but also in terms of items that may be able to be used at the house and as we head toward Mountain Outreach. So we'll be updating you pretty much every Sunday, I think, from here on out. I want to say a special word of welcome to our visitors. I mentioned this a minute ago, but we're certainly glad that you're here. Our ushers are coming down, and we'd like to give you some information about College Park. A letter from Raymond Smith, our pastor, a copy of our most recent highlights newsletter. So if you will, just lift up your hand just high enough that the ushers may see you, and we may share this packet of information with you. But again, most importantly, we're glad you're here. We hope that you'll find this a warm and open and friendly place. But most of all, we hope that you find this a very meaningful hour of worship and an hour that allows you to connect with God. It is time to worship. And Mary and our musicians and our choirs have prepared a very special and meaningful hour of worship. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship, to focus as we give this hour to God. And whatever we've had on our minds this morning, help us to clear that. Take a deep breath and focus, for now is the time to worship.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is your health and salvation. All you who hear, now to his temple draw near. Praise him in glad adoration.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures, his own. 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 Would you pray with me? Merciful God, we come to you and we thank you for the gift of music. We thank you how it enriches our lives, how it leads us to the throne as we sing your praises. Father, in this time of worship, we pray that our hearts, our minds, our whole beings would be focused on you, and that we would celebrate the gift of life and the life eternal through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it's in his precious name that we pray. Amen.
Johann Sebastian Bach said, "The aim and final end of all music should be none other than the glory of God and the refreshment of the soul." He wrote over 200 cantatas in his lifetime, most of them for churches in which he served. And at the end of each cantata, he penned three letters, S, D, and J. These letters stood for Soli Deo Gloria, meaning to God alone be the glory. Bach felt a deep desire that his talents be used for the glory of God, that his music was to be used to serve God. As a church musician, I have to admit that it is far too often very easy to get wrapped up in the mechanics of music. I lead rehearsals that focus on notes and rhythms and diction and style, and we sing passages over and over and over, sometimes to the point of frustration. And it's easy to get caught up in the production and performance of a piece. And yet, occasionally, we have moments in rehearsal in which we're led by the Spirit to move beyond the mechanics and connect with the heart of a piece, and we experience God together. In our corporate worship, it's easy to do the same things. We can focus on ourselves, where we're sitting, who we're sitting by, which hymns we like or we don't like, who is singing or sharing, what we are getting out of it. And it's far too easy to forget that worship is not directed towards us. We're refreshed by it, but we forget that refreshment comes not from the mechanics of the service, not who's doing what, but the refreshment comes from God through the elements of the service. When we remember that worship is our offering, that it's us offering all of ourselves to our Redeemer and our Creator and our Sustainer, then we're reminded that God has gifted each of us differently, yet he calls each of us to live in such a way that our lives also say, to God alone be the glory. And so we meet today primarily to worship through music. And today the cry of my heart is the same that Bach declared hundreds of years ago, 250 plus years ago, Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory. And I invite you this morning to not be thinking about the mechanics and the production of our time together, but I invite you to focus instead this morning on the greatness of our God. And in our time together, may God alone be given the glory.
Yeah. Oh. sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God. When the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of meeting, it wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way.
Thank you. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for this day that we can worship and praise you. We thank you that all ages can participate in praising your name. In the midst of our busyness and crowded schedules, we need this time to focus on you and your power and glory. Thank you for loving us. We praise you for the gift of music and all of our musicians who lead and inspire us to draw closer to you. We thank you for the hours of preparation and dedication that they give to you throughout the year to bless us. Lord, please accept the offerings we give today that they may bring others to know you in a closer way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Down.
Sing to the Lord, you saints of His. Praise His holy name. For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. You turned my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Been a walking with the Lord for many a day. Nothing gonna stumble my feet. Trying to abide in the straight and narrow way. Nothing gonna stumble my feet. But when my time on earth is done, and I hear my name, oh, when my time on earth is done, these weary feet are gonna stumble my feet when I go to walk that golden street.
Now the devil is a liar
and a cheater too. Nothing gonna stumble my feet.
And if he gets his way,
he'll make a slider out of you. Nothing gonna stumble my feet. But if you listen to the Spirit's voice in the moment of truth, oh, if you listen for the Spirit's voice, He'll help you make the right choice. Not gonna stammer, not gonna trip, not gonna stumble. No, I'm not gonna slip, no, nothing gonna stumble my feet when I go to walk that golden street. Not gonna waver, falter, sway or fall. Not gonna tumble or slide. Not gonna waver, falter, sway or fall. Not gonna stumble at all. Not gonna stammer, not gonna trip, not gonna stumble. No, I'm not gonna slip, no, nothing gonna stumble my feet when I go to walk that golden street.
Jesus, my shepherd, hearts I'm friend.
Weak is the effort of my heart and cold my warmest thought. But when I see him as I ought, I'll praise him as I ought. Let's pray. Lord, as we proclaimed your praise this morning, Lord, it's our prayer that it's been a fragrant offering to you. But our song this morning is our prayer as well, Lord. Help us to see you as you really are. And Lord, let us not be so blind as to miss each and every opportunity to praise you. Lord, as we prepare in a few moments to leave this place, Lord, let your name and your song be on our lips. Lord, let the rhythm of your love beat in our hearts for all that we encounter. And Lord, help us to sing and to speak and to praise and to live your name with all our heart in coming days. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.